of you given me September 7th. At Oswego, NY, the Lord showed me that there must be a great work done for His people before they could stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. I was pointed to those who claim to be Adventists, but reject the present truth, and saw that they were grumbling, and that the hand of the Lord was in their midst to divide and scatter them now in the gathering time, so that the precious jewels among them, that have formerly been deceived, may have their eyes open to see their true state. And now when the truth is presented to them by the Lord's messengers, they will be prepared to listen, and see its beauty and harmony, and leave their former associates, and errors, and embrace the precious truth, and stand where they can define their position. I saw that those who oppose the Sabbath of the Lord could not take the Bible and show that our position was incorrect, therefore they would slander those who believe and teach the truth, and would attack their characters. And many who were once conscientious, and loved God and His Word, have become so hardened by rejecting the light of truth that they will not hesitate to wickedly misrepresent and falsely accuse those who love the Holy Sabbath, if by so doing they can injure the influence of those who fearlessly declare the truth. But these things will not hinder the work of God. In fact, this course pursued by those who hate the truth will be the very means of opening the eyes of some. Every jewel will be brought out and gathered, for the hand of the Lord is set to recover the remnant of His people, and He will accomplish the work gloriously. I saw that we who believe the truth should be very careful and give no occasion for our good to be evil spoken of. We should know that every step we take is in accordance with the Bible, for those who hate the commandments of God will triumph over our missteps and faults, as the wicked did in